Half, Whitey, Scotty. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
24 past 8, we're in the middle of the Women's T20 World Cup. And, of course, the Aussies got on the scoreboard last night against Sri Lanka. They would have been watching New Zealand the other day, who played Sri Lanka and got their campaign off to a flying start. Jacob Oram is the New Zealand women's bowling coach. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jacob.
Morning. How are you guys?
We are very well. Thank you, sir. Nice to have you on the program. Great start for you and the team the other day against Sri Lanka. We've been talking this morning about contenders and who are the teams that could probably win this thing, let alone qualify for a finals campaign. Are you contenders?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. To be honest with you, though, I think the way you've seen the tournament start, I think there are a lot of teams within that group of contenders. Obviously, the home nation, Australia, are defending champions. You've got England, who are currently up there as well. I think West Indies are a dangerous side. South Africa showed against England their quality, and we've just played a home series against them back in New Zealand. So, excuse me, I forgot to talk about India, who I think have awoken as a sleeping giant of women's cricket, and if the BCCI chuck their resources behind them, they'll be a powerhouse for years. So, look, I think there's a lot of teams, and we know how the format is. It's, you can win and lose on a small play or a couple of plays. So it's going to be a great tournament.
What's the depth, just as an overall sort of conversation of, we know there's a lot of people in India and a lot of cricket lovers in India, so chances are they're going to have a big pool of players to pick from. What's the pool like in New Zealand?
I hope you can hear me as well. I'm just out for a morning walk here in Melbourne by the casino, so it's, haven't just been at the casino, by the way.
Now, we've got you loud and clear.
I can hear you. You've just got the feature on a pokey. I can hear it.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, hold on. Yep. Look, I think, as you said, a lot of people in India, and they have, when I say resource, I'm talking money. So, look, if they decide to, and they already have, look, I know some of the stuff that's happening in and around that team, and I think not only that, in terms of the coaching and the remuneration that is on offer now, this siren isn't for me, by the way.
Good news.
This is one hell of an interview so far. But, they've got some unbelievable talent as well. And you see, they're over there, a 16-year-old Burma, who is just crazy good at the moment. She's only going to get better. So when you couple her with the likes of Mandana and Korn, Yadav, who bowled awesome against the Australians in the opening game, I think you've got a pretty good side there for the future.
I know you've got to look after your own backyard, but what have you made of Australia's slow start and even ordinary form in the last month?
We've kept a close eye. I mean, we had all the tri-series stuff, I think, New Zealand, knowing it, India and Australia were in our group. We kept a very close eye on it. Look, that wicket in Sydney for the opening game looked like it suited India down to the tee, so I wasn't surprised at the way there was a low-scoring affair, and with India's spinners were able to strangle Australia, and I think that's always a hard thing for the likes of Australia, New Zealand and England is playing spin, and that's men's and women's games, so that didn't surprise me. Yesterday was probably more of a surprise. I thought Australia would come out humming and on a bouncy wicket. We played there a couple of days earlier. We knew it had pace and bounce, thought it would suit Australia down to the tee, but you've got to give Sri Lanka credit, and I think that's for a lot of sides now. I suppose the minnows of the women's game are actually picking their act up as well, and with Atapati at the top of the order, anything was possible. So a good game, but I think, obviously the better side, Australia, came out on top at the end.
We've seen spin play a huge impact on things through the first few games, Jacob. Do you think that's going to be a theme now moving forward through this tournament, or is it very much it depends on what you've got, in regards to your bowling lineup?
Yeah, look, I think I've been involved with the New Zealand team for just over a couple of years. It actually was a matter of our conditions, to be honest. As the Sydney wicket was slow, and the wicket had a bit more. I think that's the whole woman. I think it's a combination of two things. I think power.
Well, just step to the left if you can, Jacob. We're just losing a little bit there.
Am I back?
Oh, there you are. Man, fantastic.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, I think sometimes in the women's game, the batting power isn't there to take toll on some spin bowling, but I think more importantly is the quality of the spinners is quite often very good as well. So you've got some smart bowlers with a bit of guile bowling against batters who potentially don't like to use their feet or sweep, and I think that combination provides, a nice element for the spinners to bowl in. But still, I think there's a place for fast bowling, there's a place for short bowling, and I think that comes out when you see the likes of Tahuhu for us and Shudnam Ismail for South Africa. So seamers play a part, but I think spinners still rule the roost in women's cricket at the moment.
Is batting your strength, though, in, for the New Zealand team?
Good question. I hope none of my batters are listening, but, or our batters are listening. But, no, I would... Look, we've... I think we've got a balanced side. I think... Look, I could argue either way there in terms of batting, bowling, and even if our seam or spin is the favourite option for us. But, you know, I think I'd rather look at some individuals and think about Sophie Devine, who I think is probably the best 2020 player in the world and probably the top three of all women's cricketers going around in the world at the moment. And she's coming off 6 or 7 half-centuries in a row in women's international cricket, in 2020 cricket. So she's in that hell of a form. You know, Susie Bates, you guys will know from WBBL. Amelia Kerr, who's still a teenager but been around forever. So, you know, we've got some real quality and we've just got to make sure that those players are firing, because I think you guys know in 2020 cricket, you need your stars to stand up, and if they have a good 3, 4, 5 overs, either with bat or ball, then the game changes dramatically.
My word, it does.
Where, Jacob, do you stand with the man cat? It's in vogue.
Yeah, early for one of those questions. Look, I think if you... I would have been disappointed if Catherine had... I mean, I was watching that game, obviously, and I saw a little article on Cricket Info today about it. And actually, to be honest with you, I was surprised that there was an article about it. And probably, look, if I'm honest, that I'm getting asked about it now, because I didn't think it was a massive thing. I thought she was almost saying, you know, don't take the piss, as opposed to, if you do it again, I'm going to run you out. Yeah. I think it was more of a, hey, come on, you know, like it's a tight game and all that, but, you know, don't get that extra 2 or 3 metres and it's just play. But that's the feeling I got. I may be naive in that, but I am glad she didn't do it, because I don't think the game needs that, especially in a World Cup, especially in a pressure situation, which is the only time you see it. You know, you don't see it in the first over. You see it in the 20th over when the pressure's really on. So I'm glad Catherine didn't do it.
Well, it's certainly a talking point for the Women's T20 World Cup, and there'll be plenty more of them through the competition, because there's some outstanding cricket being played. You're in action Thursday against India at the Junction Oval, just up the road here from us, and we look forward to seeing how you go. Really appreciate your time, Jacob. Thank you.
All good. No problem, guys. Cheers.
Good man. Jacob Oram, the bowling coach of the New Zealand T20 World Cup team.